Carol O'Forey, yeah. East Coast Radio.
Music from Mark Ronson. Don't Leave Me Lonely. Before that, we had music from Donna Lewis with I Love You Always and Forever. Also had some Chantal in there. It's all part of 30 minutes of non-stop music on KZN's number one hit music station. Listen, we're back on the Facebook Live vibes, babes. Go to Facebook Live. That's East Coast Radio's Facebook page. We are live. It's a Woman Crush Wednesday. I've got a very, very special lady in studio today. And I'm looking forward to chat to you about this lady. I speak to her about women. She's got a product called Drinkabell. It's changing lives. We'll unpack everything. And I ask you this time, for the month of August, all these women that I'm bringing in are special ladies. And our Woman Crush Wednesday is sponsored by Miladies. And I have a 1,000 Rand Miladies voucher for one of you beautiful ladies listening. I'm going to have a wonderful conversation with Peach. Listen to that conversation, right? And I'll tell you in a minute how you can win that 1,000 Rand. Just listen to the conversation and see what you take out of it. See what you learn from the conversation, what it sparks, what it evokes in you. And then send me a voice note to 061-792-9495 and you could find yourself winning that 1,000 Rand voucher from Miladies, who is sponsoring our Woman Crush Wednesday for the month of August. We're going to get to traffic. And then we're going to chat to Peach. In the meantime, go to Facebook Live so you can see everything happening.
Good morning, KZN. We're going to start off with a crash that took place early this morning on the M41 eastbound, and that is near the Ridge side. So the truck driver lost control and crashed into the center, meaning into a construction site that's taking place there currently. So traffic is able to get through. We had quite a bit of congestion, and emergency officials are in attendance. So please do approach with a call. And then we're going to take you on to the N3 in Townhill. We've got some street light installation that's taking place near Peter Brown Drive. So if you are traveling there, you are going to see congestion right through the day up until 4 o'clock. And do expect delays there. If you can, use the R103 as an alternative route through Townhill to avoid sitting in that traffic congestion this morning. For the East Coast Radio Traffic Team, I'm Andy James.
Report traffic now. Tweet at ECR Traffic.
Alrighty, it's time for this wonderful Woman Crush Wednesday feature. This feature is brought to you by Miladies, where you can get fabulous women's fashion that fits perfectly in sizes 32 to 50. Shop online or in store.
The most beautiful thing a woman can wear is confidence. At Miladies, we want you not just to look great, but feel incredible. Our quality fashion is created to give you the perfect fit. The perfect fit can be feminine, flattering, and comfortable. Whether you're a size 32 to 50, we'll have something that fits just right. Visit us in-store or shop online at miladies.com.
Right, that's right. Our Woman Crush Wednesday brought to you by Miladies. Remember to listen out in this interview. We're going to have a very touching and quite sensitive conversation. And then you just give me your thoughts, share with us how you're feeling with the interview, what you've learned, and drop me a short voice note to 061-792-9495. Today, I am so happy. I'm just going to move over a little bit. Remember, the conversation is live on Facebook. I suggest you go on so you can see the gadget and how it works. We will try and explain it as well as we go. But yes, here we are, all right? right. Today in studio with me, I have a Durban business owner. She's a public speaker, a mother of five kids, and the founder of a really clever, potentially life-saving gadget aimed at women. All right. The gadget is called Drinkabell, and her name is Peach Piché. Is it Piché or Pish?
Piché.
Piché. You've got the coolest name ever, Peach.
Thanks,
I mean,
Carol.
Peach Piché. Like, you should be like a rock star or like, you know, Beyonce's rival or something like that.
Or not.
Or not. But here you are, saving women's lives in a different way. I absolutely love it. Please tell us, what is Drinkabell and how did it start? Like, what happened that you decided to come up with this product?
Thanks, Carol. First of all, thank you so much for having me on the show. I'm really, really excited to be here. And it's sad that we have to have these conversations, but I really just wanted to turn out what was our mess into a message. So about 18 months ago, my beautiful daughter, Skylar, went out for dinner with some friends. It was 7 o'clock in the evening in a restaurant, and her drink was spiked and she nearly died.
Oh my gosh.
I was horrified because I thought that kind of thing only happened in nightclubs. I had no idea that it was so rife. And I just put a warning out on Facebook, on my social media, and I said, girls, please be careful out there. This is what's happened to Sky. Cover your drinks, look after yourselves, have a buddy system, and just take care. Mm-hmm. And Carol, there was the tsunami of women that came forward and said, it happened to me, it happened to my friend, it happened to my sister, it happened to my daughter. And I just thought, this is not okay. Why is nobody talking about this?
Right.
Why is nobody doing anything about it?
Right.
And I know that drink spiking has been around for years, but it seems like no one's had a voice, no one's found a solution, and I just decided it's time to draw the line in the sand and bang the drum and save as many girls as we can from the trauma.
From the trauma. Now, with your daughter, you say she nearly died, but for other girls as well, they've been raped after their drinks have been spiked. I know you've encountered many women like that.
Carol, sadly, that is the reality. More than 90% of the girls that come forward and share their stories with us have been raped. If they haven't been raped, they've been robbed. But rape does seem to be the main motive. And I just need to tell you that chatting to these girls on an ongoing basis, they are broken. Mm. Never, ever, ever underestimate the trauma that these girls deal with. And it's just not okay.
It's just not okay. You know, Peach, what you said earlier when we were chatting, you said a lot of people think that drink spiking happens in a club at night at 2 o'clock in the morning where this is happening. And you're saying that this is happening at corporate events, it's happening in restaurants during the day, it happens at parties, housewarmings or whatever.
That's true. And I think that's also been a big surprise because there have been a few myths that we've had to dispel. Mm. A, that it's not a nightclub thing.
Mm.
To your point, we've had girls at, or ladies, at birthday parties, at corporate events, at golf days, at all sorts. It doesn't matter. Also, from 10 o'clock in the morning, we've had ladies that have been spiked having a Coca-Cola and couldn't walk back to their car.
Goodness.
Our youngest victim that's chatted to us has been 13, and our oldest is 70. So also not an alcohol-related thing, because often when I'm raising awareness, people will say to me, oh, it's fine, I don't drink.
Right.
And the point is, a spiker doesn't know what's in your glass, and quite frankly, they don't care.
Right.
It could be a cool drink. It could be
coffee.
A sparkling water. As long as there's liquid in your glass, you're potentially vulnerable. So ladies just need to be mindful. The other thing that has been a surprise given the age gap is a lot of women, when we chat, they say, oh, it's fine, it only happens to young, beautiful, you know, girls in their early 20s.
Mm.
Absolutely not. We even had a 42-year-old woman reach out to us last night. She goes, I'm a mom. I thought it would happen to my daughter, but it's just happened to me.
Oh my gosh.
So we really need to just be so aware, Carol.
It's insane. Peach, tell us, what is this innovation and how does it protect us?
Okay, super. Thanks. Well, I really wanted to come up with something that girls would use and would always remember to take out with them. And I couldn't find anything in our country that actually ticked the boxes. So I sat with Sky and a whole lot of her friends and I was watching their behavior. And a lot of the girls wear scrunchies around their wrists or they wear them in their hair.
Mm-hmm.
But even girls with short hair seem to wear scrunchies around their wrists. So I was like, okay, well, that's doable. So what I did is designed a scrunchie that actually has a secret compartment. So when the girls get to wear wherever they're going, they take it out their hair, they take it off their wrist, and they open the little press stud, and out of the scrunchie, out of the secret compartment, comes a drinks cover and their very own silicone straw.
Wow.
And then what they do, as you can see, as I've put on the glass here, you literally put the scrunchie around the base of the glass and you cover your glass with the cover. And I think it's really important to note, and we've evolved the product based on the research and the stories that have been coming forward.
Right.
A lot of the spiking is drops. So even if somebody does put drops onto this cover, It has a liquid resistant lining, so the drops will absolutely not go into the liquid. We've got a specially designed straw that nobody can stick a tablet down the straw. And then obviously no powder or anything can be put into the drink because the cover's on. Even the eyelet is a special size so that nobody can stick anything down the side. Yes. Now, Carol, I have had people come through to me and say, oh, but you know, somebody can just peel the cover off and throw something in anyway. And yes, they can, but first of all, it's effort. It's going to look suspicious.
Mm-hmm.
And if a sparker sees a girl with a covered drink or one that's open, he's obviously going to go for the one that's more vulnerable.
Yeah.
And the analogy that I used with a gentleman that challenged me on that, I said, sir, do you have a fence around your house? And he said, yes, I do. I said, but people can still jump over the fence.
Exactly.
So it's more about a barrier to entry. Let's just make
deterrent.
It as difficult
that's right.
as we can.
Absolutely. I mean, it takes a lot more effort to try and peel something that and no one would see you doing it than just pretending to be looking somewhere and dropping some drops or throwing something into somebody's
100%.
Drink. It definitely does. Because it's always done on the low, right? They always try and do it sneaky. So the less they have like this barrier, then they just will be deterred. Peach, we're going to stick with you. We're still going to chat some more. Ladies, I hope you're listening carefully. We're going to find out from Peach where we can get Drink a Bell. And we're hoping that, you know, corporates, it's Women's Month. This is a great gift to get for your ladies in your businesses. I actually want to get it for both my kids, you know. It's a boy and a girl. Because, geez, the world is crazy these days. The world is crazy. But we're going to chat more with Peach and stay with us. I hope you are with us, not only listening live, but you can also watch on Facebook. We have got Peach in studio. She is the inventor of Drink a Bell. If you're just joining us, it's a great initiative. It's basically a scrunchie you put on your arm, and you can inside is hidden compartments that you can use to cover your drink, as well as got a nice little drinking straw, and it's really a preventative measure for spiking of drinks because a lot of women have fallen victims to this, as well as in the end being raped or assaulted, and Peach has made it her life's mission to help as many women as possible. So Peach, the biggest question people are asking is, where can we get the Drink a Bell?
Yay, thank you. We do have an online store on our website, www.drinkabell.co.za. We also have a list of stockists on our website, but please, we are appealing to the public. If you own a store, a nail salon, a hair salon, if you are involved with perhaps the convenience stores at garage forecourts or any retailer, please, please, please reach out to us. We are desperate to increase our stockist base because girls should have accessibility to these. They should buy one wherever they're on their way to, whenever they're going out. So we're always looking for more stockers, but for now, online store or stockers that are listed on our page. We are also very excited, Carol. Mm. We are working very closely with the restaurants to see how we can collaborate and be part of the solution together.
Right.
And we're putting a restaurant code of ethics together to say, how can we make sure that people are safe in your space? We will never guarantee it, but there's a whole lot that we can do to make sure that the cameras are working, that there's somebody on duty that knows how to handle these kind of situations. And part of that initiative is going to be that they will also have Drinker Bells available in their space. And some of the restaurants and bars have come on board already. So thanks to you guys.
Wonderful. Now, Peach, obviously with your experience in the space of a woman falling victim to being spiked, what advice do you have for ladies outside of obviously having a Drinker Bell and protecting yourself? Do you have any tips that you give ladies just about being out in social environments? What advice do you have?
Thank you, Carol. And that's really important because this is not about selling Drinker Bells. Mm-hmm. When we launched Drinker Bell, I wanted to do three things. A, protect the girls, which we do by means of the product. We also have turned it into a community project whereby we take ladies from the Embo Valley or folk from the Embo Valley, train them how to sew. They do all the manufacturing and packaging. So it's been a job creation opportunity because jobs are very scarce in our country.
Mm.
A percentage of the sales also goes back to sponsor trauma counseling for the ladies that have been raped. So it's really a passion and a community project. But in terms of safety going forward, my advice would be, ladies, please be mindful. Please have a buddy system.
Mm.
Please stay together. Look out for each other. If you see that your friend is behaving in a way that's unusual, please be mindful of that. Do something about it. And what I would encourage you to do, as a result of recent occurrences in our town, we are putting lots and lots and lots of educational material up on our social media platforms in terms of what to do when you have been sparked, if you have been raped, where to go, who can support you. So please follow us on Facebook at Drinkabel ZA. We've also opened a community page called Drinkabel Community on Facebook, which is a safe space where people can come and share their stories. We have had an influx of stories coming in the last 10 days, and we encourage all of the girls to speak out. You can even post anonymously. Girls and boys, whoever has been sparked, please come speak up. And the biggest message for today is report, report, report.
Right.
People are not reporting drink sparking, and I was very privileged yesterday to speak to General Keswa, who is very high up in the SAPS, and they're having a look at the stats and going, well, this isn't a problem in society. We can't channel resources there because no one's reporting it. There's no statistics.
Mm.
So don't feel like it's your fault. Maybe you drank too much. Maybe you did something wrong.
Mm.
It's not about that. If you have been sparked and you have been raped, please report it. And also you can come through to us at Drinkabel as your safe space, and we will guide you in terms of what to do and what kind of support you can get. We are here for you, and together we can make a difference. We are going to stop this. And if there are any sparkers and rapists listening, please stop your behavior. You are ruining lives. You are traumatizing girls. It is not okay. Please, no more. Stop. We need to put an end to that.
We have to put an end to that. Peach, for a lot of people who have been spiked for the first time, for example, you don't know what that feeling is. You don't know if, did I have a little bit too much? Was I just not feeling myself? How do you know for a fact? Obviously, if you've been raped, you know you were spiked and raped. But if you're spiked and just not feeling yourself, I mean, one person said, saying they couldn't walk to the car after eating at a restaurant.
That's absolutely right. So normally the girls start feeling a little bit disorientated,
okay,
dizzy. Uh-huh. There's often a lot of nausea involved.
Okay.
And the scary thing is, if you do start feeling like that,
yeah,
reach out to somebody.
Yeah.
A lot of girls have even just had one or two drinks,
yeah,
but they start feeling as if they've had 22 shooters.
Right.
If you know that that's how you're starting to feel, please put your hand up and ask for help. It is. It's the disorientation, the nausea. The girls also don't necessarily slump over in the chair because some of the cocktails that the sparkers are using, they put something in there that make the girls energized. So it actually looks like the girl's having a fabulous time. She's
right,
not lying slumped in, you know, over the bar counter.
Right.
So nobody would suspect that there was anything wrong.
Right.
But it's almost kind of like the lights are on and nobody's home, because there's a point where she absolutely blanks out. And although she appears functional, she has absolutely no recollection of what's going on. So the minute you start feeling a little bit weird, a little bit out of sorts, please reach out for help.
Wow, Peach, this has been such an enlightening conversation, and I hope that women will have more of this. And I think the big takeout for me is two things. The first thing is, if you are out with a group of girls, stay with your group of girls. Even if you guys have a fight about something, it is safer to be with your group of girls so that you've got safety in numbers. Obviously, the Drinkabel is amazing. Every girl should have one in her bag, in her car. You should have like five, so that if you forget it anywhere, there's one somewhere. In your party bag, in your work bag, it should be there. And the last takeout I get out of this is just the importance of speaking up. Because if we don't speak up, we won't get, you know, action happening, because people won't know it's happening. So the more we speak up about what's happened and we report these cases, the more, you know, police and the law system can actually activate.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for the opportunity, Carol. This problem is more rife than we realize, and we really just want to collaborate, be constructive. There's a lot of anger, there's a lot of emotion flying around, but as Drinkabel, we are trying to just pull all of that together to say, what can we do to mobilize change and put a stop to this behavior and look after those that have been affected? So we appreciate the platform. We would appreciate everybody's support. And, yeah, if there are any questions, please just reach out. We really are here to be part of the solution.
There we go. Drinkabel.co.za. They retail at 150 Rand. That is nothing, honey, compared to the meal you're going to have out or whatever event you're going to. 150 Rand. Drinkabel.co.za.
Reusable,
like 100 times. And corporates, if you want to put your name on it as a corporate gifting thing, you can. It's a wonderful gift. Peach, I salute you. Thank you for the work you're doing.
Thank you so much again, Carol. It's been an honor to be here.
Wow, Carol, what an awesome. I've just been sitting listening and I'm in awe. I have a daughter of 9, and you know, you always just think, how do I protect her? And I think parents some of us have become too protective maybe, and we don't give them any leeway to go out. I think it's an amazing initiative, and I think it would be awesome to get in touch with some of the schools and go out there and have someone chat to the girls at the schools, or as you say, even the guys. I just think we in this evolving environment where you have to just take such care of our children. I really loved today's chat, and yeah, keep up the good work and the great show. God bless, Lisa.
Hi, Carol. Well, all I can say is I'm stunned. As you had the conversation with Peach, all I could do was open my eyes bigger and my eyebrows started lifting, realizing how naive I've been, thinking that, you know, spiking of drinks is occurring only in nightclubs and with dates. And to listen to the conversation and realize it's happening just about everywhere, that's scary, absolutely scary. But I'm so glad she's come up with this innovation. I think it's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Sorry that Sky had to go through what she went through, and other girls. But it just shows that something positive always comes up from some challenge or adversity. So well done to her. And thank you for having this conversation on the radio.
Hi, Carol. My name is Karen. I'm just listening to your interview with Peach, and I would just like to say thank you to her for being such an incredible human being and for caring so much about the community and our girls and women out there that are being subjected to this horrific thing that's going on. It takes a lot of guts and strength to do what she's doing, and I think it's phenomenal that we have been made aware of all of this, because we do tend to turn a blind eye. I never for once realized how serious it is, and as you say, one always thinks of drink spiking as in alcoholic drinks, but it is happening everywhere, as you've just raised the awareness, which is great. Well done, and I hope this reaches new hearts and the message gets out to everyone out there that we need to stop this. Thank you, Peach, for doing what you're doing, and let's keep our girls safe.
Hi, Carol. We just listened to the Drinkable session that you have. It was quite informative in a sense that we actually got to understand that drinks don't only get spiked at clubs. It happens at all the events. And the Drinkable scrunchie is quite convenient in a sense that you can just always have it hanging on your hand, when in actual fact it's protecting either your life or the woman next to you. I think it's a social responsibility amongst women to take care of each other, and we thank the heavens for having a scrunchie like this and getting to know about it on East Coast Radio. Thank you.
Hi, Carol. I've just listened to that very inspiring conversation you had with Peach. She is not only an amazing inspiration, I know her, she has really made a difference with this Drinkable. I know of so many girls whose drinks have been spiked. I have a 21-year-old daughter who I am always warning when she goes out, please watch your drink, make sure that your bottle, if you're drinking, that it's sealed, and you know, that it's, you make sure that you break the seal if you're going to open it, and watch your drink. And there's nothing better than this Drinkable that these girls can be carrying with them. I know so many girls that if their drinks have been spiked and they've also been raped, it's just devastating what's happening out there. And we need to be more aware. We need to be far more vigilant, and girls need to be speaking up. I think a lot of girls are feeling ashamed that, you know, this is possibly their fault, which is just not the case. So yeah, very inspiring, and let's get the word out and stay alert and mindful of what's happening around us. Thanks, Carol.
Hi, Carol. It's Marla here. Thank you for the awesome show. Thank you so much for bringing Peach onto the show today. Peach, thank you. I have three nieces, and just seeing something like this that's out in the market just gives me such a sense of relief, knowing that it's just something that they can, you know, have with them when they're out and having fun. It really gives me a better sense of comfort in a way. And it's just brilliant that something like this has been invented. Also, thank you for the community work that you're doing. It's brilliant to know that there's a place out there that those that have been victims can actually go and talk to. I feel a whole lot empowered. I would even have this little talk with my nieces as well to tell them to talk about it. The buddy system is so important. And also to report if something like this happens. Thank you for sharing those symptoms and, you know, the signs that they would feel if they have been spiked. So very, very empowering, very informative. Thank you. Appreciate it. Cheers.
Carol Ofori, weekdays 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. East Coast Radio.